T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mad Dog Sports Radio, you know him, you love him, he's an icon. You can check him out Sirius XM Channel 82, also on the MLB Network. High Heat, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. Chris Mad Dog Russo joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Mad Dog, we appreciate the time. How are you today?
Always a pleasure, fellas. How you doing today? Everybody okay?
We're doing great. We're doing great. You're our first guest of the day, first guest for the station. Big day. We're sussing through all the great Bay Area sports moments and why we wanted to bring you on. You're one of the biggest Giants fans out there. So when we're talking about iconic Giants plays, the greatest sports moments in Bay Area history, when I ask you about that as it pertains to the Giants, what comes to mind first?
It can be on the road, too. It doesn't have to be at home, correct?
Of course. Of course.
Well, again, you have to look at this from a now. Let me give you the can I give you the possibilities first, and I'll pick one.
Of course, that's why we have you here. Let's talk about all of them.
You have to go with the championships. I don't care about Bonds' home run, so that's out. But you have to go with the teams that were very good in Giant history. 62. You'd have to come up with maybe the Willie Mays homer in the last day of the season in the eighth inning, which got the Giants tied against the Dodgers. And then, of course, the rally in the ninth inning in L.A. in Game 3. You'd have to consider that one. I would consider the Brian Johnson home run against the Dodgers, which essentially won the 97 division in a great game when the Giants came from behind, and that was a great, fun team. I'd have to consider that. 93, they lost, so you have to be careful the way you go with 93 because it didn't end well in that last game of the year. But that was probably, that may have been in a lot of ways the best team in Giant history. They won 103 games, either that or 62. I know they won 3 championships since, but that 93 team, you have to come up with something from there. Now, I'm not using Ishikawa's homer because they were up 3-1. The game was tied. They were going to win that game anyway, and if they were not going to win the game, they were going to win that series. So I'm not going to give you that one. I'm not going to give you Sandoval's 3 home runs because that was the first game against Detroit. This is a weird one. You're not going to like it. I'm going to give you the Uribe home run in Game 6, 2010, which won the pennant against the Phillies in the eighth inning. That is the one I'm going to give you. I thought the Giants were going to beat Texas. I was very confident they'd win that series. I wasn't so sure about the Phillies, but I was very confident about Texas. There's not a moment in the Texas series that, look at that. They won the first 2 games easy. Madison Bumgarner and Sanchez won the 2 games down. No, I'm sorry, Lincecum and Sanchez won the 2. No, I think it was... Sanchez pitched 1. I think it was Madison Bumgarner and Lincecum. It wasn't anything that dramatic there. You can come up with something in that Red series, because that was great when they came from 2-0 down. But I'll pick Uribe. It won the Giants the pennant. It was the first pennant the Giants had won since, I believe, 80, when they played the A's in the World Series and got smoked. I know that was a fun year, too. You could come up with that Clark home run against Maddox, which set the tone in that playoff series. But I use Uribe, eighth inning, tie, right field. I came against, I forget his name now, the right-handed reliever. I'll think of it in a minute. But I like that because they won. Game 7 was dangerous. They won the pennant. I was confident. It was on the road in Philly. I'm going to pick that one because it led to their first championship in San Francisco. It's not for a title. It's just for a pennant, but I will pick that one.
Chris, Mad Dog Russo here on 95.7 The Game. Chris, what about a moment from one of the great accomplishments in all of sports? Matt Cain goes out, throws a perfect game. Gregor Blanco dives headlong to the outfield wall onto the warning track to keep that thing alive. Did you think about that, a moment outside a championship, as one you might say?
I considered it, but remember, the Astros were the opponent that night. How many games did the Astros win? That was one of the worst teams in the history of professional sport. I think they were 58 and 107 and whatever. I mean, their team was horrendous. Their lineup that night was horrendous. It's almost like David Cone in New York when he pitched that perfect game against the Expos. I've always kidded Cone about that. They played the Expos the afternoon after they played a doubleheader in Baltimore. Montreal was so bad and so flat, I could have gotten a lot of those guys out. I don't want to downgrade what Cain did, and Cain was a big pitcher for the Giants and very significant and had a lot to do with them winning championships. But the opponent there, perfect games have been pitched before. I know not in San Francisco, but I wouldn't pick that. The Clark homer against Greg Maddux, the grand slam he hit in the fourth inning, that was a big moment because that won the pennant. Now, the problem is they got destroyed by the A's. But that was a big moment, too. There's a lot of them. But, you know, the Giants went through a lot of years where they're bad. So there's about 10 Giant moments that I think you can choose from a team perspective. I'm much more involved in collective team than I am. The individual moment goes away. The team lasts forever. So I'm much more wrapped up on a team. So it's debatable. I don't think it's perfect. But I remember where I was, the moment, I didn't even see it. I was at a wedding. I followed it on a phone all game. My producer got married that day, and I had to go that night. It was a Saturday, if you remember correctly. And I went to the first game of that World Series when Cody Ross hit two home runs against Halladay, and Lincecum won, and Wilson got the save. And then they won those crazy games in San Francisco, 2 out of 3. But I'll pick the Uribe one, that home run by Uribe.
And Doug, what makes Madison in this conversation when you think about this guy, you know, hey, call him, you know, the skipper said, I'll say it, he's a horse. What about his performance?
Yeah, you could have picked the Kansas City game when he came on in relief. You know, he was superb. Now, the only problem I have with the Kansas City game, the Giants had already won a couple.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking for something that resonates, and always that first championship, you know, that you get, especially when it's in six, you know, the 96 Yankees in a lot of ways are more revered than in New York than the 98, 99, 2000 because it's the first one. I think when you win the first one and then you turn around in the next 4 or 5 years, you win a couple more, I still think there's something more magical about the first one than the following two. So I would pick that first team, something from that first title. And Bumgarner, of course, he was on a team, and he had some moments.
Right.
But the Uribe one, I'll tell you one that you could definitely pick that you can think about, since they were the first team to do it, winning 3 straight on the road after losing 2 games at home. You know, 2012 Game 5 against Cincinnati, when the Giants I think won 6-5, that was an incredible game. You know, 13 pitch at bat, Romo getting Jay Bruce to end the game.
Yeah,
Posey hit the grand slam. Cain started that game and did not get out of the fifth inning. And Posey hit a grand slam there early. That game they won a championship. They had to come from 3-1 down against the Cardinals too, and Zito in Game 5, but they won that game 7-1. That game against the Reds is to me a very historical game in the history of that Giant run. I really do think it's very historic because they were down 2-0. They had to win on the road. It was Dusty's Reds. Posey hit the grand slam, and the Giants had to hang on for dear life for the next 5 innings. That's a famous game, and that's one of the special ones to me. But since it's the first time and it was on the road at 3-2, 8th inning, you did not want to sit there and have to play a game 7. I'll take you, Uribe.
What's a bigger moment to you, Barry Bonds getting the home run record, or Ricky Henderson against the Yankees when he stole third base? Which has more weight? Which
well, the home run does. I'm not that wrapped up on the stolen bases. You know, it doesn't mean it. I know Ricky was a great all-around player, and he was a wonderful base stealer, but I don't have as big a – that doesn't do anything to me. You know, listen, I'm down with the steroids with Bonds, so that one that he hit doesn't mean as much to me as it would normally if he hit it straight up. And the same thing goes for McGuire and Sosa. So it's not like I'm just picking on Bonds. I'm down on it. So it doesn't mean as much. I tell you what means more to me with Bonds is what he did in 93. I was thinking about putting his game in there. How about that two-homer, seven RBI game that he had on a Friday night to the last weekend of the season in Dodger Stadium? You know, the Giants had four games there that weekend. The Braves were playing Colorado. As it turns out, Colorado was 0-13 against the Braves that year. They didn't win a game, so the Giants had to beat the Dodgers four straight. And in the Friday night game, they were losing early, and Bonds, who had a great year, phenomenal season. He hit 46 homers. He had a great year, first year as a Giant. He had, if I'm not mistaken, I think he had two home runs and seven RBIs on Friday night. He had an incredible game, and he got the Giants to live for another day. And then they won that game, and then they lost to Sunday. That game is significant for Bonds to me, that I think a Giant fan would remember, but they ended up getting killed by the Dodgers that last Sunday afternoon. So that's why that game kind of gets forgotten a little bit historically, and they didn't win the championship that year. But I love that. Bonds was great that year. And that game, when he had to be there, and he made a great catch in the outfield. Oh, he was superb. So that game is significant to me, too. And I always talk to Dave Martinez. I'm close to Martinez, the national manager. You know, people don't remember this. In 93, this is 30 years ago, in 93, they played the Dodgers on Saturday afternoon. They had to win the game. The Braves had won early in the day to get to the game 162. Dave Hansen got up in the ninth inning against Beck, and Rod had been used like every day down the stretch. I mean, he had 44 saves in a year, but he like pitched eight games in a row. He had nothing late in the year, and Hansen was a great pinch hitter. And Hansen hit a deep fly. The Giants were up by a run, 3-2, his guy on first base, so would have won the game and ended the Giants' season. And he hit a big fly to right, and Dave Martinez was in for defense. And he caught the ball against a short railing, right about the short railing in right field at Dodger State. It wasn't a great catch, but, I mean, it came within an inch of being a game-winning two-run homer, which would have ended the season. And I always talk about Martinez to that when I always have him on. I always bring that up because he remembers it. He said Hansen was a pain in the ass, excuse my French, and a very, very good pinch hitter. And he almost ended the Giants' season that day. That was a great series. That 93 team, guys, was a great baseball team. They were great. I'll tell you another game that you can think of. You remember the Johnny Patterson home run that he hit against the Braves on Memorial Day? When he won the game in the ninth inning, when the Braves were coming from behind and trying to catch
him. You're on fire.
Your memory is incredible.
This is
incredible.
I forget when it was, ninth inning, whatever. I hit a huge, I went crazy. Johnny Patterson, baby. I never forget that. That was a huge home run that he hit. You'd have to look up the details. It was either the eighth or ninth inning. Giants had to have the game. It was the middle game of a three-game series, I believe. The Braves are making that great comeback. They were 8.5 back in August. And he hit the home run. So there's another one that you can come up with. But I'll still pick Uribe.
Sirius XM Channel 82, Mad Dog Sports Radio, High Heat on the MLB Network, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. Chris Mad Dog Russo, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Mad Dog, we love it, man. Thanks so much for coming on. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Keep it going. Appreciate you having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.